You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man on Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
All right, time for a sports wrap. It is sponsored by Sporty Cuts for the best haircuts in the city. Make sure you go to 7 Mile between Auto Drive and Mile.
That's an old-fashioned pitcher's duel down in Comerica tonight between Drew Hutchison and Adamel Sanchez. Eighth inning right now at Comerica. Nothing doing. So including the two innings on Saturday, the nine innings from Ronis Elias yesterday, that gives you now 7, 9, 16. Oh, it's like 18 innings. Tigers have not scored a run. 0-0, eighth inning. So at least they're still in the ball game because nobody scored, and we're either going to get this thing done in the next couple or we're going to have extra innings tonight at Comerica. Jabba Chamberlain is now in for Sanchez, and I think he just finished up the eighth. So we're going bottom eight at Comerica with no score. Local scores first. SportsNet with Parker DeMann presented by Sporty Cuts. Other baseball, American League right now, Indians in Cleveland lead the Red Sox 3-2 in the sixth. Yankees lead the A's 1-0 third. No score, Orioles, Rangers fourth in Texas. Astros, Angels, no score third. Interleague series going on. Mariners and Braves in Atlanta 5-5 in the sixth. Marlins lead the Rays now 1-0 in the eighth. Royals and Cardinals, sixes all over the place. Get ready, you demonizers. 6-6 in the sixth. Do something to ward off those evil spirits. 6-6 in the sixth. Grand slam for Colton Wong for St. Louis. And James Shields, the pitcher, is 2-for-2 with an RBI double in that game. Alex Gordon also has a homer, his sixth. Ooh. Twins over the Brewers, 4-1 third. Willingham is fourth for Minnesota. National League, Ian Desmond has his 11th. Nationals lead the Phillies. Larry Boa, you really did it. 7-0 in the seventh inning. Reds over the Giants, 8-3 in the sixth. Mets over the Cubs at Wrigley, 1-0 third. Rockies and D-backs, no score at Coors in the second. Two others start after 10-10. And French Open tennis, quarterfinal play. Ernest Gulbis in his first slam semi with the upset of sixth seed Tomas Berdych, 6-3, 2-4. So Gulbis is moving to the semis, as is Novak Djokovic. Easy three-set win there. Maria Sharapova also into the semis. Three sets to beat Garbine Blanco in the quarters. Eugenie Bouchard of Canada will also make the semifinals for the women with a three-set win at Roland Garros. Tomorrow is the draw for the 146 Belmont Stakes. California Chrome is just a mile and a half away from the first horse racing triple crown since affirmed in Steve Coffin back in 1978 when we had three from 73 to 78. Secretariat, Seattle Slew, and affirmed. And in 79, we should have had another one with spectacular bid. But it didn't happen. That's your sports wrap, presented to you by Sporty Cuts. All right, Gary, so here's the game plan. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to stop this thing. You can put it back on now because it's time to hit this here little button. And everybody better have something going tonight. That's all I got.
Take out the papers in the trash. Are you going to get no spending cash? You better watch that kitchen floor. Are you ain't rock rolling no more? Yaggity yak.
We're having some Augie's Pizza right there. John Aaron, 13 and a half. Go check them out at Augie's.net. Order early and often. Big Tuesday night out there, too. Head on over there for a little karaoke and some trivia.
And don't forget, it's our Juniza, right, Mark? Well, we're tasting pizza from local, you know, no national chains, local pizzerias all over Metro Detroit.
And what happens when we say that, Gary? What comes underneath our golden voices? You know, we're not above it. So that's your indication that pizza is being eaten in the studio, in the doo-doo-doo-dio. What is that, Phil Collins?
Yes.
Doo-dio, and was that actually part of Phil Collins' solo or his band thing?
No, that was by someone who did...
Genesis?
Right.
Doo-doo-doo-dio. So thanks to Steve and Augie's. Steve is the owner of Augie's over there at 13 and a half.
You know, he had a tour at a fair with one of the news anchor women in New York.
Phil Collins?
Yes.
Who?
Dana Tyler for WCBS in New York.
Really? Was it like known, well known?
It was known.
How long ago was that?
Not too long ago, a few years ago.
And what is wrong with your New York anyhow?
What? Now what?
See the pictures of Scout Willis?
Of who?
Bruce Willis's daughter.
No, no.
Bruce and Demi Moore's daughter.
All right, I used to see...
You see it? New York, you know, you can, if you're a female, you can walk around the city topless. So Scout Willis decided to do it. She walked around. She was doing her errands.
Topless?
Topless. There's pictures and everything. She posted on my Instagram. She's really big on this because Instagram kicked her off for nudity. So now they've really kicked her off, I guess, because I don't know how she got it posted. But she had pictures of her walking around. You know, everybody writes comments in the comment section. And so does she get hammered, by the way.
Why? Does she have not? She don't have
no,
nice.
No, she's, you know what? She's, of the three daughters of Bruce and Demi, you got Scout, Tallulah, and Rumor. Don't ask me why. I just know it. Stop with the why do you know this. She's probably not the bestest, okay? There's the Tallulah and Rumor are maybe.
But I'm going to tell you this. I saw Bruce Willis pushing one of or two of the kids. You know, in New York.
Oh, Mark, seriously, he did?
No lie.
Oh, okay.
In like a little red wagon or something. I was having
he
lunch.
He loves that city.
I was having lunch, and me and a friend of mine, we were out there, you know, like in a little sidewalk cafe.
How long ago was it? A long time ago.
Years ago. They were in a little wagon.
They're in their 20s.
And it was Bruce Willis. And I've seen Woody Allen in the supermarkets. I told you.
Did you yell at him or anything?
No, I didn't do anything.
You didn't say, hey, Bruce Willis.
No.
Hey, John hey, Mr. McClane.
No, but just to see him pushing the kids.
John McClane.
And now she's walking around topless or whatever.
And now, yes, Bruce and Demi's sister, daughter, Scout, not Rumor or Tallulah. Matt's looking it up. You looking it up?
Did you see her?
They have to, like, cube out the boobies. But she's walking around topless, like, getting oranges at a fruit stand.
So this is like a, I bet. So this is like
New York has a law that says if men can do it, women can too.
So this is a topless Tuesday.
It's a topless Tuesday.
A topless Tuesday, Matt.
So how can we can't do that in Michigan? Why can they do that in New York State, but we can't do that in Michigan?
Mark.
Anybody?
Why do you want to go topless? I don't want you to go topless.
Can't do it.
What do you mean, Matt? What does that do with me?
Why do you want to go topless?
Dude, I was topless all day today getting sun.
Please. Were you? In guys, your yard.
Yeah, guys. I wasn't walking around town, but I don't have a problem doing that.
You would go around without a shirt.
Sure, I'm nice.
That's not what I'm asking you. Would you? Would you go shopping with
I'm
nothing on?
I'm showing that.
Don't what? Show that.
Would I go shopping topless in
no,
Michigan?
No.
Like the Walmart? Then I get on People at Walmart. I don't want to be on People at Walmart.
People would stop and go, Mark Wilson has lost his
Forget
mind.
Mark Wilson. Any male that walk, first of all, no shoot, no shirt.
But that's
no
in a
shoes,
restaurant.
No service. I don't think you can walk into Walmart topless. I don't think you can. I still think you have to have a shirt on, even at Walmart. Meyer
Can't
and Kroger. What was that?
Oh, let me see.
She's not bad looking there. I'm telling
Can't
you.
Can't do it.
For Scout Willis, that's pretty good.
You know what? Let me see.
That ain't bad.
That ain't bad.
And you know what?
She's walking around New York City like that, Rob.
She's not that bad. And you know what?
She's 22.
I just saw EP grab a pack of cigarettes, some baby oil, and some smoke. And some tissues.
You could do a lot better on the internet than that. It's nothing.
Look at EP. He's like, why'd you say that?
I'm all with her. I think that women should walk around topless all the time.
Oh,
I'm good with it. That's fine. Yeah. I'm going to triumph Scout Willis's... campaign to get it, make it happen in New York State.
All right. On that note.
Can you imagine that? Hey, Rumor, sister. Scout, there's a reason why. New York is just full of weirdos, dude. Cover it up, dude. What is that picture? Is that Gaga? No, he's just pulling out porn pictures.
Okay. All right.
I don't know what you're doing. Hey, look at this picture. Dude, I can't see that. I don't know what that is. Who's that of?
Okay.
Write it on the screen.
Tigers did not score again, so now we're... Is that?
So we're going to the ninth inning.
Right. So what 0-0.
Zero.
But how many innings is that? Is
That's
that now?
8, 17, 19 innings. We're laying 19, working 20.
Look at this. Kansas City came back in that game?
I told you. No, you don't listen to the show. James Shields, the Royals pitcher, is 2-for-2 with an RBI double, and Alex Gordon hit like a 3-run homer.
So 7-6 now, Cardinals.
That's all that was a picture of large unknown breasts? Okay. Yay. You guys need lives. Find them. Soon. EP. Life. It's currently in progress. Get out there. Or who wants to start? You want me to start?
Yes. You seem like you're fired up.
I am fired up. And it has to. I said it was about Jeff Bauer today. We were listening to the thing before the show started. And even in the update said the Pistons will announce that Jeff Bauer's been named general manager.
Pistons have confirmed.
Well, they'd already had a press conference.
So Joe Nathan's pitching the ninth in a scoreless game? Why?
Because he hasn't pitched in a while. He needs to pitch. What are you going to hold him on for? What are you going to hold on to him for?
How about a solo home run?
All right. From your lips to who are they playing tonight? John Gibbons' ears. So Jeff Bauer is the guy, and he has a press conference today. Stan Van Gundy is your new president. Boy, I'll tell you this. This is why I'm trashing it. Not so much because of Jeff Bauer. I don't know. Jeff Bauer was the GM of the New Orleans Hornets for a bunch of years, 05 to 10. He coached the Hornets for a while. He had Chris Paul there in New Orleans before they changed their name to the Silly Pelicans. He was kind of unceremoniously let go. He ended up getting out of the pros because he didn't want to be in pro basketball anymore. He goes to the college ranks. He's coaching at Marist College. Rob knows Marist in New York.
I cover games there. I know Marist.
He was very happy. He was doing his little thing at a small level. It's not a major deal. You win at Marist, you lose at Marist. Who really notices? But he said, no, I want back in. Okay, well, Stu Jackson was interviewed. Stu Jackson, big name. He was the GM of the Vancouver Grizzlies. So they both have worked in the NBA.
Coached the Knicks,
was at Wisconsin, had the relationship.
And then he had a long-term assignment in the league office.
Right, yeah. He was kind of like the Brendan.
Deputy Arms.
Yeah,
right.
the Brendan Shanahan of the NBA before Shanny took the Leafs gig. But to have this thing happen today, kind of flying under the radar. You know, the Van Gundy thing was kind of out there. You know, people saw it. They, you know, yay, they had the thing. They had a press conference.
Most people said Bowers. Most people didn't even know who he was.
No, it's true. The people who thought that they knew the Jeff Bowers without looking him up on Wikipedia were probably few and far between. I know who he was, but I had to still check Wikipedia.
Mark, I said, I think that's the New Orleans guy. That's what I thought. But I wasn't for sure. I said, that's the New Orleans guy. I think he was the GM there. But it wasn't like I knew exactly. If you would have put him in the lineup, I couldn't tell you what he looked like.
I guess I'm just...
couldn't tell you.
I guess I'm not figuring out what Tom Gorris really wants to do here. Does he want us to not pay attention to the Pistons right now because it has been 6 years, because of the way Joe D was...
Lead off walk in the night.
I'm shocked. Or does he want us to see and pay attention? Does he want the Pistons to be relevant right now? He claims he does. He says he'll never not say they should make the playoffs. They should be going all the time.
When more than half the league makes the playoffs, that should be your goal. 16 out of 30 teams, you should always expect to make the playoffs. I totally agree.
I want to read this. This is on the Pistons site. I went to it. I just wanted to see what was up because I knew they had a new site too.
And it's just,
site. It's nice. They're trying to uniform all the NBA sites together. So that a lot of people have changed. Pistons were one of the first to do it. The headline is Detroit Pistons named Jeff Bauer's general manager. It's B-O-W-E-R. I'm pleased to welcome Jeff Bauer to the Pistons organization. Jeff brings great basketball knowledge and NBA experience to our organization. He's enjoyed success in building teams. He's a great evaluator of talent. Jeff will bring solid leadership to our front office. Blah, blah. That's the quote from Van Gundy. I'm excited to join the Pistons organization and play a role and helping this franchise build on its great basketball tradition, said Bauer. I look forward to working with Stan, his staff, and everyone in the Pistons organization. We're together a team. You know what? You got to get me more excited. Van Gundy did it. I was kind of, hey, I got a little spark in my engine. I'm good. Let's Stan Van Gundy. Now here's the problem. I got nothing to look at. I don't know how Van Gundy's done. Let's see. What's he done as a GM?
Well,
oh, nothing.
There's nothing, right.
Has he done? Can you tell me?
That's the only thing I says that's right.
Yep.
That freaky old man. But now I look at Bauer and I say, well, okay, he got Baron what? Davis. He had Chris Paul, the fourth pick. He's done okay. I can see a history there. So I have to trust. What do you do? I'm not watching. Wild pitch?
But the runner should have gone to third. I don't know. We weren't paying attention. Look, he's in second. He doesn't get up and look. The ball's at the backstop.
He was too interested in sliding, which he didn't need to do. Looking good for the...
Bad. He should be on third base with nobody out.
As Anthony goes. As Anthony goes, so goes the Blue Jays. Hey.
Look at Joe Nathan saying, oh.
Thank you. I don't. It's not a major deal. I just thought there should be a little more pomp and circumstance over the hiring of the new Pistons GM. You know, these two hirings are the first hirings in 15 years.
But...
Joe Dumars ruled that thing with an iron fist. 15 years.
Well, this was always the thing I used to say. And Mark, in no way am I saying that Joe should have kept the job. But what I used to always tell people was, who will you get? Name the guy. And people couldn't come up with names. And now Bowers to get the job, Mark, because most of the GMs are on par like that, where you don't even know who they are. You don't. I'll ask any basketball fan, name me 10 GMs, and they couldn't name me 10 GMs. Because it's not that kind of a job most of the time.
We were at a watering hole recently, and I said to someone, I said, you know, Joe D's been here 15 years. He hasn't been here 50. He's been here 15.
Right.
Just anybody name me the guy that was here before Joe. I mean, we all know who it was because we made fun of him. And we did the thing for a while.
Right.
And it wasn't McKinney.
No.
Because Billy relinquished the job to this guy. Nobody.
Could remember him.
Nope. And when I said Rick Sund, they didn't even know he was the Pistons GM at any time.
Yep, he was for a few years.
They remembered McKinney's name because of the Grant Hill pick and Billy
being
around.
And he cried. I remember that. Yeah. Very emotional and stuff, right.
And then Alvin Robertson tried to choke him.
But he did choke him, but it wasn't the same story that it was when it was called. Listen, Mark, he got choked.
I know. He actually choked Billy, but it goes as tried to choke literally the life out of him.
Well, Nathan just got a
meaning
big.
Meaning to death.
Nathan just got a big out by Melky Cabrera. That was a big out. First and third, now there's one out. He'd pop up the shortstop.
Well, Joe Nathan's not Anibal Sanchez, man, or Jabba Chamberlain.
But that's a big out.
So that's my trashing tonight. Just a little hit to Stan Van Gundy and the Pistons and Tom Gorris. Just a little bit to get you going, maybe fire it up and say, let's get out there and really do this thing and make basketball relevant here again, because for 6 years, it has been complete.
Well, I say right now, Van Gundy's the guy. Mark, what that told you about that move, let's look at it this way. What is this?
What?
Brad Ausmus is coming out? He's not making a change.
He has come out a couple of times now and not made changes.
But that's normally not.
I know. It's Jeff Jones's gig. And I don't know why Ausmus has been doing it lately.
And that's what's surprising.
The other day,
right?
He did it in Seattle. And I said, he's pulling him already. No, he's not pulling him.
Because normally he comes out to make the change. That's why.
It's standard operating procedure that the pitching coach come out, and Jeff Jones was kept for this reason, and all of a sudden, Ausmus is the guy that's coming out and talking to pitchers. Who was it the other day he did it to?
And I get it. And I get it. He was a catcher, so I get it. I don't know if they're even thinking about it. They're not thinking about walking him.
I could have sworn that one time I saw him, this was last week, he held Jeff Jones back and said, I'm going out. Jeff was about to. Yeah, he put his hand up, and he went out. So I, you know what? Brad Ausmus marches to his own drum, as it turns out. Who knew? All right, 248-848-1130. This is what we're doing tonight. I don't know if mine was the hardest thing ever, but I just wanted it to be known that I'm putting Jeff Bauer is on my radar screen.
Is he on the clock?
He's on the clock. And better help out Stan Van Gundy. Help out? What am I talking about?
Jesus. Stan Van's making all the decisions. You just found that out. How's that?
So, Gary, this is what we're doing tonight. We're doing a little bit of this, if you know what I'm saying. And I think you do.
Take out the papers in the trash.
He's
Toronto's taking this. The 1-0 lead. Went right through his legs or something? Through the wicket?
Watch, Mark. Look at this. Wicket. Look. What?
I don't know why I thought Kinsler would get that. It's on his side.
Look. He pulls up.
I don't know what that was.
That's why I'm saying.
It's on his side of the bag.
It's a double play ball.
Yeah. No, he just screwed that up. That's a screw up. That should be an error, too.
Look at Nathan. Nathan must be sick.
They might give them a single on that. That's an error.
I don't blame him.
You know what? He just had a quote. He said, that Nick Castellanos.
Look at they scored it. He's going to throw Robot under the bus.
No, he said that Nick. No, he still said Castellanos. Either way. All right, we got so much to do, so little time. We got this, we got that, we got sports wraps, we got all sorts of stuff, and we got more trash talking. 248-848-1130 at Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Uncle Sam doesn't like to hear that.
Aunt Dorothy doesn't enjoy saying it.
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
Okay, if you're driving around out there, you need some work done in your vehicle, or if you just say, it's that time, you know, it's routine maintenance time because it's summer and I'm going to be making a lot of moves with my car, truck, or van. You got to take yours. You know where to go. You've heard us say it. It's Expert Car Care. That's XPERT. Rob Parker, get in here because we're talking Expert Car Care. And I know there's a ball game going on, but you got a monitor here too. Expert Car Care. That's Mike and his good people. They'll get it done for you. They'll make it happen.
That's right, Mark. That's right. And you know what? They offer free inspections and guarantee the lowest prices in town. And you'll be back on the road safe and sound, oftentimes the same day.
That's right, Rob, and I'll tell you this, too. Whatever you got up and down, they'll take care of it, back and forwards. You know what I'm talking about, whether it's something as simple as a tire repair or a windshield wiper, or major as an engine or transmission. They can make it happen for you. And if you mention these two cats that you're looking at right now at ParkerTheMan.com or PremierSportsTalkNetwork.com, you'll be very glad you did.
That's right. Mention Parker the Man, and you'll not only receive a free oil change with any work done, but also a free front wheel alignment if needed.
So we're talking $100 no-holler worth of savings just for saying Parker and the Man. They got locations, great ones. Go check them out, both of them, if you want. 7 Mile between Myers and Wyoming, 8 Mile between Mount and Van Dyke. It's Expert, X-P-E-R-T, Car Care, your one-stop auto repair shop.
Hey, Mark.
Yes.
Go get Expert Car Cared.
Wait. You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man. Parker and the Man. On Detroit's 1130 WDFN, The Fan.
What did he say? Him say.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
I'm just going to give you a heads up, okay? Heads up. You guys are doing trash talking in the final half hour, and we're going to get some of you people, too, at 248-848-1130 or on Twitter with the hashtag TTTT. So, you're on the clock. 24 minutes to go. Let's do this first. Okay? I'm scolding y'all.
I'm ready to go.
Okay.
Can I go?
Okay. Well, we got to do this first.
All right. What? Get you caught up?
Yeah.
All right. Time for a sports wrap. He is the band Mark Wilson, sponsored by Sporty Cut for the best haircuts in the city. Go to 7 Mile Road between Outer Drive and Myers. Did Joe Nathan get taken out of the game?
Look that way. Oh, and I got more Augie's Pizza to eat before we're done. Oh, my God. Have we enjoyed this for 3 hours? It's been awesome, and the Wings, too.
It's been awesome.
Okay, so the Toronto Blue Jays get to Joe Nathan in the ninth. You can start to tell the first Brad Ausmus is not happy game. This is the first real Brad Ausmus. The other one, he gave it up to him with the we were flat in Seattle. Now he's just PO'd. 1-0 Toronto. The Tigers have not scored 19 innings. Tigers have 3 hits tonight like they had yesterday. 2 by Victor Martinez, 1 by... Oh, yeah, Friday. Yeah, Sunday. Whatever. The last game they played. 2 by V-Mart tonight, 1 by DK32. So Don Kelly's got 1 and Victor's got 2. So that's 6 hits. Since Saturday, they've got 6 hits. Let's put it that way, even though there was no game yesterday. Jose Bautista gets credit for an RBI single, the ball that went under Andrew Romine's glove. Should have probably been an error, but looks like they've ruled it a single without us actually being there. I'm just watching. Ian Kroll is in the game now to see if he can finish off the top of the ninth. Toronto's still batting with bases juiced in the ninth inning, 1-0 at Comerica to start the series. That's what's shaking. Local scores first, Sports Night with Parker Demand presented by Sporty Cuts. Other baseball, American League, Indians and Red Sox 3-3 7th. A's Yankees 1-1 5th. Brandon Moss has hit his 14th. And Adam Jones is 7th for the Orioles. They're tied with the Rangers 1-1 5th. The Astros have put 5 on the Angels, so it's 5-0 3rd. Give it to Bo Porter. That at least they're playing better. May not be winning a ton, but they're playing better than they did in the last couple of years. Interleague Series, Mariners over the Braves, 7-5 in the 7th. John Buck, we just saw play for Seattle the other day. I still wanted to say yesterday. hit his first homer of the season. Marlins have now shut out the Rays. That's a final, 1-0. Henderson Alvarez extends his scoreless streak to 21 innings with the complete game against Tampa. Remember Henderson Alvarez, what he did last year in the final game of the season? He no-hit the Tigers. You know, the Tigers haven't had a hit since last year.
Oh, stop.
Cardinals over the Royals, 7-6 in the 7th. Peter Borges, his second homer. He's the guy that came over in the deal for David Fries from with the Angels. Twins over the Brewers, 4-1 in the 4th. National League, the Phillies just absolutely are, you know what, I don't know. This could be a thing against Larry Boa. Nothing doing. They're in the 9th. It's 7-0 Nationals over the Phillies. Phillies have not scored since Larry Boa called them not a big league club. Reds over the Giants, 8-3 in the 7th. Mets lead the Cubs at Wrigley, 1-0 5th. No score 3rd. Diamondbacks and Rockies. 2 others will start for 10-10. French Open tennis, we're into the semis now. Ernest Gulbis gets to the semi with the upset of the 6th seed, Tomas Berdych, in 3 sets. Novak Djokovic, no upset. He goes to the semis with an easy 3-setter. Maria Sharapova, no upset. Still needed 3 sets to beat Garbine Blanco. And Eugenie Bouchard of Canada? Kind of an upset getting to the semifinals for the 20-year-old, but she's in there with the win, 7-6, 2-6, and 7-5. And tomorrow, the draw for the 146th Belmont Stakes at Belmont Park, New York on Saturday. That is your sports wrap presented to you by Sporty Cuts. Did he get out of it? I didn't have my...
No, it's 2-0 Toronto, and they made another pitching change.
So Ian Crow will come out.
Sacrifice fly to center field. Tigers lose, or trailing, I should say, 2-0.
Okay, so it's time for a little bit more trash. And Stand by. Hold on. Give me a little moment. I'm working texts, and I'm working this, and I'm doing that. Why am I getting this text? Why is it... has Sanchez allowed like one run in the last 16 or 17? How the hell do I know right now? I don't know what he's done. But it's not been much. He's pitched very well. He certainly can't blame the starter tonight. He doesn't bat, so he couldn't, like James Shields was able to do for Kansas City.
But they keep showing his plays inconclusive. You cannot see, look, where Kelly's glove is over the top, or that Castellanos, or is that Kelly?
DK32? Looks like DK32
socks.
Like,
yeah.
All right, so go ahead. Let me hit the button. Hold on, I'll hit the button. Here's the button.
Take out the papers in the trash. Oh, you don't get no in the cash. You better watch that kitchen floor. Oh, you ain't rock and roll no more. Yeah.
All right, I'm going
to
eat some pizza.
I'm ready to go.
Turn.
All right, I am trashing all the media types and all the fans who keep just discounting what they're watching, who keep saying, oh, it doesn't matter. They're just on a little 2-week slide. It's now in the 3 weeks, right? 3 weeks now. And everybody just keeps acting like it's no big deal. Since when is losing no big deal, Mark? Will you accept this for 3 weeks on a team with this payroll, on a team with these players, on a team where – everybody just turn this team over to a manager, Mark, with no experience, who's going to get you to the World Series in his first year, right? Now it's not as easy as people thought it was. And now look at this, a home run. Unbelievable.
Wow.
What is it, 4-0 or 5-0?
They are who we thought they were.
That's my boy, Brett Laurie from the Las Vegas 51s.
Unbelievable. And look at Torii Hunter again. What is this fake with the Mark?
Three-run homer.
He fakes it to a three-run homer? Really? Like he's going to catch the ball? It's over the fence.
Boy, Brett has added a lot of tats since I saw him in Vegas.
It's 5-0 Toronto. Go ahead. And this is my point.
That kid's got a long
look
career
at this,
coming.
Right
the
over the plate, Mark. And I mean, right, he reached
yeah,
right
Brett's,
over.
That's what he does.
Look where this ball goes. Right in the first. Guy hit a guy in the face. Man. And I'm just saying, stop saying everything's going to be okay. It's not until further notice. Here we are, Mark. They haven't scored a run since Saturday night in the sixth inning.
And right? Now it's Wednesday almost.
When are you going to stop saying that?
I said to Rob, I said, what if the Tigers don't score again?
Well, stop. Stop with that. But I'm just saying.
And general manager Al Kaline in September.
I'm just
has to replace manager Larry Parrish, who's already replaced Louis Pujols, who's replaced Brad Ausmus.
I mean, and Mark, I know teams go through. This is not a rough patch. This is 3 weeks now. A rough patch is a bad road trip. Mark, is 7 games. I'll give you 10. 21 days. 21 days is not a rough patch. That's a part of a season.
Am I wrong in saying not signing a power hitter in the offseason and a good shortstop is coming to roost?
Thank you. What are you watching? What are you, Mark?
And relying way too much on a rookie third baseman.
Did we not call this? That's why you didn't pick him to win the division. That's why I didn't pick him to win. Oh, what are you talking about? You're crazy.
Right.
Oh, how could you not pick them? Because we looked at these things as issues. And you know what? When they got off to a fast start, oh, they're going to run away with the division. It was fool's goal, Mark. It was fool's goal.
There you go. Gold or fool's gold?
All right, 248-848-1130.
Yes, I'm enjoying more of Augie's Pizza.
All right, stop it, okay?
Check them at Augie's Pizza. They're augies.net,
Mark,
Madison
stop,
Heights.
Stop eating on the
air, I know, please. I got to stop eating.
Okay.
We've eaten so much pizza tonight, it's been so good. We're going to be, what do you say, you know, you drink too much, you're going to float away? We're just going to drop. They're going to roll us out of the building here.
Or we might go through the floor here, right?
What's
right
underneath us here at the Clear Channel building? The secretary? Is that the front office?
Yeah,
right
front, the front. Yeah, just about.
Pretty close.
All right, that's it. I'm done. I'm just telling you, when you listen to other radio shows and people just tell you, oh, don't worry about it, it's just a rough patch, stop believing that. You are what they say you are what your record says you are.
I've heard that before from somebody. I don't know who.
And Joe Nathan again, Mark. I mean, seriously. This wasn't a safe situation.
This is not a guy who comes in and mows him down anymore. He just doesn't do it. He doesn't mow him down. Remember the phrase, mow him down?
1, 2, 3. You had no shot.
They got no chance to get you.
None.
Mow him down. He doesn't mow him down.
Take out the papers in the trash. Are you looking up in the cash?
All right, we're going to do last call time right now.
You better watch that.
So EP and Gary better have something good coming up for you. But it is last call time. If you want to do some trashing, I'm going to check out Twitter and see what we got on the Twitter side of things. That's next. Sports Night with Parker and the Man. Wrapping it up already. How much pizza do we have? I can't take it. I don't know if I can. It's so good. Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan. I'm telling you, we're not going to have to roll us out of here.
Rob and Mark do it right every night. Parker and the Man.
Parker and the Man.
On Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan.
Detroit weather.
That's when we want to weather already. Can't believe it here at 9:50. Unbelievable. Because I think we're damn well wanting to do it right now. We got some showers in the forecast for tomorrow. We're going to take a dip as the front comes through. We're going to pull back into the lower 70s. In fact, 70 for a high tomorrow. With rain in the forecast. Then that'll move out. It'll be a cool evening tomorrow. Look for a low in the upper 40s or 50 degrees. And then Thursday, Friday, Saturday looks start to climb. 71, 75, 79. So the weekend's looking pretty good right about now. Currently in Metro Detroit, it's cloudy and 70 degrees. That's when we want to weather.
Why we do it now?
Because that's what we do. That's what we do. Anybody going to rip Nick Saban for his new contract? What?
Now he walked a guy and hit a guy.
It's 5-0.
Tigers have
Blue
two
Jays.
Men on with one out.
The five basically on the strength of a 3-run homer by Brett Laurie, the second baseman of the Blue
That's
Jays.
That's why that's such a big hit, because now look, they got two guys on. They could have won this game.
Right. Well,
they might.
Except situational baseball might have played differently.
Well, but what you calls up now? Victor? Victor could have hit a 3-run bomb and he would have won the game 3-2. That's why that 3-run homer is a killer.
Well, that's what Brett does. I've seen it since Vegas, so. He's been in their organization. They've loved him since he was a teenager, and he's paying dividends for them. Him and JPR and Sebia were going to be the next great Blue Jays, and Toronto didn't even hang on with him. They let him go to Texas, and he's injured or something down there for Texas. All right, come on, quickly. Guys,
who's
EP,
up?
What do you got? It's 9:52. If we're doing this
Real
thing.
Quick.
All right, I'll be fast.
Here's Gary's.
Just because the Belmont Stakes are coming up, I was going to trash horse racing in America.
Do it.
I saw a piece on Real Sports with Bryant Gumbel, and it was about horse racing in America and how they have a far higher death rate for horses than in Europe because of the regulations on drugs in Europe, which they don't have in the United States. 24 horses per week die on American tracks.
Is that right?
Yeah, and a lot of them during mid-stride, and jockeys end up getting hurt, and they die at twice the rate as they do in Britain, just because there's more restrictions on drugs and such. And the horses are forced to run with pre-existing injuries and everything. And they're forced into racing by getting injected with drugs so that they can perform. Because some of these horses, they're not worth as much as the purses that they're going after. So they become a commodity. So veterinarians will agree. They say, okay, well, we'll fire them up with anti-inflammatories. And we'll fire them up with painkillers and send them out there. And a lot of times they end up hurting themselves and they can't finish the race. They bring out that big curtain that you see and they bring out the little ambulance thing and then they euthanize the horse either on the track or right after. And they'll inject these horses with anything that'll give them, and this is healthy horses too. They'll inject them with Viagra, pig steroids, cobra venom, secretions from tree frogs, from South American tree frogs, just in order to gain an advantage. And, I mean, these are big trainers, too, like Scott Pletcher, who is a leading money winner. Bob Baffert, who's a pretty famous guy, had 7 horses die from heart attacks all within a few months.
Wow.
The racing board said he didn't do anything improperly, but he was giving horses thyroxine.
Yeah, it's been going on for a bit.
Yeah, and that was...
Woody Stevens had that problem back in the 80s.
And that was supposedly to treat a thyroid condition, so that's why he didn't get in any trouble. But thyroxine naturally increases the heart rate, and all these horses died of heart attacks. So then he immediately stopped giving the horses these drugs. And autopsies are kept secret at the tracks. States have all different regulations. But, I mean, So horses are given clenbuterol, anabolic steroids, anything to give them an advantage, even healthy ones. I mean, no. PETA went undercover, found horses being given drugs just to make them faster.
Yeah, because, Gary, they don't talk, you know.
Right, it's very secretive. Yeah, yeah, I mean,
horses can't say anything about it.
That's true, but I mean, as a culture, the horse racing world, you know, it's so glamorous and everything. But behind the scenes, it seems pretty horrible. Seedy.
Oh, I can imagine.
You should see how they actually go take horses to stud, how they impregnate the filly.
And Gary, I don't know if I don't know if you know this. I know Thursday's a TV theme song Thursday, but they're making a remake of Mr. Ed. Did you know that?
I did not.
Yeah,
that played a Gary's thing.
No, really. He comes back. He comes back as a talking tube of glue. So,
well, good stuff, Gary. That's a good. I'm glad you enlightened the audience to that problem.
No,
sorry, it's pretty
Gary.
Much of a drag, but
no, it's not. It's real talk. That's real talk right there.
It's no fluff. The real stuff.
Yes.
By the way, Nick has chimed in tonight. Grandpa's getting his pants on. The kids are in bed, fast asleep. The bologna and mayo's on the plate. Time for Parker and the Man.
Very nice.
So it wasn't much of a trash from anybody, but it was a little bit of, how am I supposed to work out while you guys eat pizza and it sounds so amazing?
It was delicious. And I just want you to know that Victor Martinez struck out, so now it's first and second, two outs, and J.D. Martinez is up. So
Tigers it's five-run lead. They're done. It's four.
No, I'm talking about the shutout. If this is two games in a row, that's what I'm looking at.
Are you really caught on the shutout?
Yes, I am. I am caught on that because it means something.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't mean if they score now. It means nothing. EP, what do you got? Anything? Got a minute or something? Come on. Put the headphones
quick.
On. Stop eating the Augies.
No. Real quick, I just want to mention the official soiling of Dan Marino's legacy here in the wake of
the... What, with the baby?
No. There's more. In the wake of that whole scandal, he has now withdrawn his plaintiff in the NFL lawsuit against concussions, claiming that he does not suffer from concussion symptoms and he did not mean for his name to be in the plaintiff list.
He had a home run. 3-run home run. Sorry.
Hey, look
so it's not over yet.
It ain't over till it's over.
Is that J.D. Martinez?
Yeah, that's what I just told you.
So he did. It's 5-3 Toronto. Two outs of the ninth. And he just said a bad word.
Well, that's a bad game. I mean, come on. You walk the guy, hit a guy, and give up a
three. Well, at least he stopped the streak in 20 innings. Or 19 innings. So the Tigers have their first runs in 20 innings. 3-run homer, J.D. Martinez.
What did I just tell you? That's what I was just telling you. Well, right, so it doesn't matter.
I don't, you know, unless they can get two more and make a difference. Otherwise, just a 5-3 loss. Still an L where you didn't score until a 3-run homer until the ninth. They're not fooling anybody there.
My buddy John Davis texted me. He said he thought when he heard that Bauer got hired, he thought it was Bob Bauer.
Bob Bauer got the gig.
Bob Bauer got the gig.
Can you see? What if Bob Bauer was the Pistons' new general manager?
And look what they did. That was it for them. They got their guy out of there.
Is that Casey Jansen? Is he coming in?
Yeah.
Look at DK32. They're rocking a Comerica tonight. They think that DK32 is going to hit a 2-run homer with nobody on. This game up. Because that's the power of Don Kelly.
His home run was so big, it was a 2-run
homer. He hit a 2-run homer with nobody on.
With nobody on, okay.
That's how much he is beloved. And let me tell you, the biggest cheerleader right now at his home in Pittsburgh is James Leland. He loves that DK32. He thinks it's better than WD-40. That's all I can tell you. All right, well, that's going to do it. That's our night of trash talk, and we'll do it again. Tomorrow we're going to be at Doc Sports Retreat for the big car cruise. You want to join us there, 275 and 7 Mile at Victor Parkway. Everybody knows Docs. It's right off. You can't miss it off 275. We'll be there from 7 to 10. We got prizes, giveaways through Docs and stuff. That'll be a fun time tomorrow. Thanks again so much to Augie's Pizza, Augie's Barn Grill. I'm showing you the bucket again right there. I'd show you the pizza, but we're like running out of it. I think there's two slices left. It was great stuff. Madison Heights, John R. and 13 and a half Mile, Augies.net.
Here comes the good part. I've been your friend. Hey, Mark, let's thank, of course, EP, Gary, Matt, Justin, and everybody on the other side of the glass, Mark, because we wouldn't be able to do this fine radio program without them.
Check us out on Twitter, as always. We just did the trash talk. And go to Facebook. We got the streaming minions with the ParkerAndTheMan.com, our website, and PremierSportsTalkNetwork.com. You can email us anytime at ParkerAndTheMan@Yahoo.com. It looks like you're wearing a monocle. And thanks again to Augies. He's Rob Parker.
And he is the man, Mark Wilson. We'll see you tomorrow night at 7.
Sports Night with Parker the Man, recorded live in front of a tape studio audience, but I think you know that by now. You got your Jason Smith and Fox Sports Radio Net next, and then Matt Shepard Mornings, always Shep in the Mornings. We're 7 to 10. Shep in the Morning is 7 to 10 a.m.
Hey, Mark.
Yes.
NBC, see you later, and the Tigers lose 5-3.
Scout Willis, topless.